going straight to grad school next year. I got into an amazing program, an amazing scholarship, and it's, I can't imagine anything more amazing, or deferring a year and living the ashram life for a while. And it's a really hard decision.
What does your heart say?
Both.
Hmm. What does your mind say?
Both.
So why is there such a strong conflict? What's preventing a resolution?
Because I'm pulled both ways. I don't know how to make a choice. And I feel like there isn't a wrong decision. Mm-hmm. I feel like in my life, for most of my life, I've always decided what I wanted, gone for it, and known exactly what that was. Mm. And this is the first time I'm not shutting doors. Mm. And so they're just staying open. Mm-hmm. And I have to decide in 2 weeks.
Okay.
And it didn't even occur to me that I'd have to make the decision until all of a sudden it was like, hey, you have 2 doors open. I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, okay.
So is it your understanding that God doesn't prefer the ashram life over the university life? God can go either way. God's cool with either one.
Well, what's true is true there or in grad school. But I think the question for me is, where is my work? And sometimes my work is to not do the work. And so I'm all just confused about what that means.
Hmm. So the truth is in both places. And you're sure about that. You don't have the slight, that's absolute knowing. You don't have the slightest confusion or doubt about that.
I think it exists in both places. I question my ability to access it equally in both places.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's no question that you're right. Because there's nowhere you can go where the truth isn't. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to go there if the truth wasn't there.
Exactly.
So how are you going to decide?
I have no idea. I'm kind of moving forward as if I'm doing both, but I can't do both at the same time. If I do both, one has to come first because I tried to make them both work at the same time and I couldn't figure it out. Mm-hmm.
So if you didn't choose, but the truth chose?
I think I might still be sitting here as opposed to doing either if I just keep letting it happen.
No, I really mean if the truth actually chose. If the truth made the decision instead of you. We'll give that some thought. Because the truth isn't an idea. When you say the truth, you're not talking about a principle or an idea or a philosophy. You're talking about something completely alive and completely intelligent. So the truth actually can't choose. I'm not speaking metaphorically. The truth is, in fact, the source of all intelligence. The truth is absolute intelligence. So I'm not making a metaphor when I say, what if the truth chose? The truth actually can choose, can decide. In fact, every time you decide and it feels absolutely right and it proves in life over time to be absolutely right, it means the truth chose. So the question now is, instead of seeing it in retrospect 10 years later, hey, that was right because the truth seems like it was destined. It seemed like it had to be. I thought I made the decision at the time. Everybody over 30 knows, has some experience of this, even if only partially. I thought I decided, but it turns out it was meant to be. I can see that now, 10 years later, 5 years later.